Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the end of my second week of teaching on financial prosperity. And I tell you, this has been a powerful, powerful teaching. I think today will also be my last day to offer you my second teaching in this six-part set. We have a CD set right here that has six teachings in it, and today will be my last day to offer you the second teaching as a free gift. And so we'll be giving out that information at the end of our program today. The very first point I made is that you've got to see yourself as a steward. You've got to recognize that everything you have comes from God. And that's a hard connection for some people to make. But I spent a lot of time talking about that. And you've got to quit looking at it as your money and using it as you see fit. And you've got to approach the Word of God and say, Father, how do you want me to use these resources? And you've got to follow what He says. And He says to honor the Lord with the first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty and your presses burst out with new wine. You aren't truly honoring the Lord unless you give Him the first fruits. That means that off the top, you don't wait and pay all of your bills and do everything, and if there's something left over, then you'll give a little bit. No, you have to make a commitment to honor God. You are dishonoring God if you aren't giving out of everything that comes your way. I don't say that to condemn you. I'm just preaching the truth. And then I was talking about how Jesus said that trusting Him in this area of finances and trusting His promises, like Luke 6:38, where it says, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom." He said that you have to trust those things. And if you can't trust Him in this area of finances and these scriptures that promise that when you give, it'll be given back unto you by God, if you can't trust that, then you're deceiving yourself to think that you're trusting Him in these more important things. You know, just think about it this way. A person says, "I'm going to trust God with my eternal destiny, and if I confess Him as my Lord, I'll be saved. But I can't trust Him with my finances." You're going to trust Him something that's of eternal value, but you can't trust Him over money? Something's seriously wrong here. And yet this is the way that many, many, many Christians are today. They'll say, "Oh, my eternal destiny is secure. I know that I'm born again, but I can't trust God. I can't give Him. I don't have the money to give. I've got to trust in this money. I've got to hold on to what I've got." And then I use Mark chapter 10, where Jesus ministered to a man who was professing that he was really committed, but his heart wasn't right. And Jesus used money to reveal that his heart was not right. And He told him to sell everything he had, give it to the poor, and then come follow Him. And He goes on down to say in just a few verses that there is not a single person who gives and follows His instructions about giving that wouldn't receive a hundredfold in this lifetime. If that man would have obeyed Him, God would have blessed him supernaturally. He would have had 100 times as much, not just in heaven, but in this life. He's not trying to take money from you. When God says, "Give unto me," it's not because God is desperate. When you give to a minister, it's not really because that minister needs it. And I know that this is hard. This is a hard point to sell, because most ministers present their need from a position of, just on the verge of failure, and, "Oh, we're so desperate, please help us." And most ministers, I believe, are not presenting things properly. And so many of you just might think, "No, the reason I give is because this person is so desperate. They need it worse than I do." But technically, that's not correct. You need to give because it's for your own benefit. Man, that's powerful. You know, I've got a video today that I want to play. We've got a brand new product here entitled Financial Breakthroughs, and I want to play a story about Sandy Harmon. I remember this woman when she first came into our Bible school. She had just been through a divorce, had 3 young children, I mean very young children. She was a single mom, destitute. There was a number of times that people in our school helped her and kept her going and stuff. And I have seen this woman come from absolute poverty to tremendous abundance and blessing. And I think that this DVD will bless you. So watch this, and then I'll be right back.
It was actually Memorial Day of 1999 that I realized that something had to change, and knew that for me to stay in my marriage could really possibly mean my safety. I had had twin daughters that were two, and I was 4 months pregnant with my son. After trying to deal with it, going to church elders, going to Christian counselors, because I didn't want to be a single mom. I didn't want to leave. I wanted it to work out. And, you know, my children needed a father. I decided that it was best for me to leave. And so, because he had been physically abusive as well, and had threatened to kill me, he came home and we were gone. I was a stay-at-home mom and I had no other income. So I left everything. What I did pack up was our clothes. He still had sofa, he still had the dishes, he still had everything. And then I stayed with my parents for 3 months, not really knowing what to do. I had moved into a government-subsidized apartment complex. I'm in this little apartment and all I would do is just read the Bible, and I would read Psalms. And in doing that, I began to slowly discover God as my Father and my provider and who He is and what His character was like. At that time, I felt a lot of shame. I felt like I had done something wrong, but I hadn't. But that was a process of healing that I had to walk out with the Lord. I began seeing the Christian counselor, wonderful woman who really not only understood the word, really understood her authority. One day she said, "Do you mind if I give you a tape to listen to?" And I was like, "Sure." And she said, "Well, it's this tape, Spirit, Soul, and Body. It's by a minister named Andrew Womack. Have you ever heard of him?" And I said, "I haven't heard of anybody but Billy Graham. I don't know of anybody else." And she said, "So, you know, listen to it and let me know what you think."
I was looking at myself in the body and in the soul. And I didn't always act right. I didn't always talk right. I didn't always think right. And because of that, I just had a disconnect. How could holy, almighty God love me and really use me? Because I could see these flaws in me.
I just thought everything about me was filthy. So how could God, I know He saved me, but it was like He was having a good day. And He felt bad for me, so that's how come He saved me.
Your spirit is as pure, as righteous, and holy right this moment as it will ever be in eternity. Your spirit is perfect. There is no sin. There is no inadequacy. There is no fear. There's no depression. There's no discouragement. There is not anything negative in your spirit. Your born-again spirit is identical to Jesus.
I had led Bible studies. I had sat under great preachers. I'd volunteered in every way of lay leadership within a church that you could. And no one had ever told me what I was hearing on that teaching series. I was calling the ministry every week, ordering my 3 free tapes, listening to them. Andrew didn't come on TV. So I would actually, after I put my kids to bed, I would listen to him for 4 or 5 hours a night online and just listen to, because he had started archiving his teachings so I could listen to them.
This is saying that God has already blessed us.
When I was making encouragement calls out of our house, I used to open up almost every conversation with, "We want to thank you for contacting Andrew Womack Ministries, and is there anything we can pray with you about today?"
Mark Abernathy actually called me, and he was on the encouragement department, and I had just hung up the phone with my attorney, and I was really upset, and I honestly, it had to have been God, because I don't know why I would have answered the phone. I was very upset to where I couldn't even hardly speak, and he was like, "Hi, this is Mark from the encouragement department.
And we want to see if there's anything we can pray with you about today."
And I said, well, I just need understanding to answer his question. He prayed for me. I don't even know what he prayed. But I remember this one fragment that he said during the prayer was something about the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when he was done, I said, can I ask you a question? And he said, is it about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And I said, well, yeah, how'd you know that? And he said, well, the Holy Spirit quickened to me while I was praying for you that you've been asking for that. He said, what do you want to know? And so I don't even know how long we spent on the phone, but it was me in my house by myself in my glider rocking chair. And at the end of our phone conversation, I was speaking in tongues and filled with the Holy Spirit. And from that moment forward, so from September until May of 2002, I just grew so much in the Lord. I was spending $300 a month in co-pays because my kids were sick. And it was so exhausting. And as a single mom, I couldn't afford it. And I was building up the credit card debt. After listening to the Nikki Oshinsky video and listening to teachings online, I was a little bit frustrated because I was like, it makes sense to me in my head, but I don't get it. I was going to the food pantry because I couldn't afford to pay my bills. I couldn't afford groceries. I had run up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in attorney's fees with dealing with the divorce. I just said, you know what, why do I have to wait? I can just go to Colorado now and go to CBC and start pursuing the Lord and really start figuring out, what do you want me to do? I had been believing the Lord for $2,000 to be able to move. About a week before I was to leave, I knew that money was coming to me that day, and I knew that it was coming in the mail. And when I went and got it, there was an envelope. It was a money market account that I had run dry living off of. And my statement showed that there was $1.31 in it every month, except for that one. And it showed that there was $2,466 in it. And I called the guy and I said, are you sure this I can come and take this out right now? He said, yeah, but why do you want to do that? And I said, because I'm going to Colorado. And I'm so glad I started to pack because I knew that I was supposed to go and it really was his job to provide. But up until that point, I really hadn't believed the Lord for very much. So that was a huge thing. And so we left, left on a Wednesday, got here on a Friday, got my kids registered for school. On Saturday morning, the Lord provided an apartment. I didn't have a job. And they even waived the deposit, and I started school on Monday, and it was wonderful. I'm a little bit speechless because how do you explain the words of beginning to know that you're beginning your destiny? Besides the great teaching, one of the big things that the Lord used to bring healing while I was at the school, the Lord was really healing how I saw men, how I saw authority, how I saw people interact with each other, that you didn't have to be treated like an object, that people really valued you and really cared about you, that people genuinely just wanted to give you a hug and they didn't want something else from you. And that really was kind of like a silent healing that you didn't talk about, but that the Lord was doing. When I began my apprenticeship, the Lord began to put the desire in my heart to go back into real estate. I really didn't want to do that. But after a while, I just couldn't keep saying no. And so I said, you know, what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to call brokers. And so what am I supposed to say to them? He called them and asked them if they want help with their business. I'm like, okay, how am I supposed to do that? I was limited in how I saw myself and what I thought that I could do, because I thought, well, Sandy equals the sum total of her experiences. But I needed to understand that Sandy equals the possibilities that are found in the Word of God. All of a sudden, I became a very resourceful person and began calling agents and just asking them, do you need some help with your business? And I'd tell them a little bit about my background. And it was kind of hit and miss. You know, no one knew me, so it really wasn't going well to begin with. And so every day after I came home from the Bible college doing the apprenticeship, I would literally just speak in tongues for 4 hours. speaking over scriptures that had to do with God providing, that He is more than able to supply all my needs. I got a phone call one day, and it was a gal that knew this agent that I had never met. And she had come by this agent's office that day and said, can I hire your assistant? And she said, no. But this gal, Sandy Harmon, she's awesome. Give her a call. So she called me and said, Jan Lloyd gave me your phone number. She says you're great to work with and I really need help with my business. And the Holy Spirit said, you're going to minister to her. And I said, okay. I went over to her house not knowing the situation that the Lord was going to put me in. But I knew that I was going to minister to her. I know nothing about title insurance, and I'm there to help her with her business. And within 5 minutes, she starts saying, well, you know, it must be God's will because blah, blah, blah. And she starts telling me her life. And I'm just listening, and in my mind's eye, I'm going, this is too good. This is just too good. And I literally spend the next 4 hours ministering the goodness and love of God to her. And so we began a wonderful relationship, friendship. We're still very good friends. And I did help her with her business, not knowing anything about title. Doubled her business in a month's time by the grace of God. And that woman connected me with so many realtors that she knew because she had the relationships. And it was just like that over and over and over where I would meet someone and they would just start talking about their life. I'd be there to help them with their other business because the word says your gift will open a door for you. Well, my gift was, I say, herding cats. So, you know, organization, I understand realtors. But at the same time, the principles that I would teach them and how they should run their business were godly principles. You have to sow to reap. You have to run your business with integrity. You have to do it as unto the Lord. And He would always put realtors in my path that needed that encouragement or needed to hear something that they'd never heard before about God. The jobs that I would be offered, working, helping open up a title company in the Springs and running a real estate company of 120 realtors, all those jobs came to me by the favor of God. It wasn't any job that I had ever sought out. It was because I met somebody and they knew somebody and they said, hey, you need to talk to her. It all has happened not planned by me. Well, it was in 2009 when the Lord said, Sandy, if it's not by grace, it doesn't belong to you. And that's when I said, okay, so what am I supposed to do? And He said, call brokers. And I'm like, we did that before. So I then began to actually be a little bit more serious about it. Whereas before I would call people and that might open up one door and open up another. That's when I began to set up a website. That's when I began to put together the marketing. And then I just believed that, okay, I'm doing my part. This time it worked. This time it was completely different. This time I was completely different. When I began just saying, you know what? As long as I know that I'm doing what you want me to do, then I'm going to be okay. Because that's all that really matters. And so, Lord, what do you want me to call it? What is this business about? And I just felt like I should call it Helping You Succeed because I'm helping others. Doesn't matter whether I'm helping out in a ministry or if I'm helping someone in real estate. My heart is to see other people succeed, and the Lord just allows me to come alongside them. Because the last 4 years in real estate, that's what He had been developing, all these different areas. He was actually training me and being very patient with me, getting me the training that I needed to be able to have a platform to have an opportunity into people's lives, really, to minister to them. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that I have more stability now in my job working for the Lord than I ever did with any of the jobs that I ever tried to get and be laid off from. I can never be laid off. I'm working for the Lord, and honestly, if He doesn't make the phone ring, then I'm not calling them. I mean, I'm contacting them. I'm doing my part. But if it's blessed, it's because the Lord blessed it. I always say my electricity never was cut off. I never went without food. We always had clothes. I always had gas in the car. I didn't have any of the things that we worry about having. I came close. There were times that I might not have always seen everything that I believed for, but God, by His mercy, still provided. And it just always worked out. Has it always been easy? No. But God has always been faithful. And every year, my life has truly gotten better and better. I've walked away from enormous amounts of debt, enormous amounts of pressure, enormous amounts of bill collectors calling, and you name it. I have been through it. But I have walked away from it 1 year at a time with the Lord, and every year has gotten better and better to where now I'm walking in a stability that I've never had. Working for big corporations, knowing exactly how much I got every 2 weeks from my paycheck. You know, I have more stability now than when I had a regular job. It really is awesome because I know that it's from God and it's really His job to provide. And when I give Him advice on the finances, it doesn't work out well. I try and take over control, it doesn't work out. I just need to trust Him and keep moving forward.
Today, nearly 12 million single moms raise children in America. The Sandy Harmon story shows that this statistic does not have to be a tragic one. Her destiny can be your destiny. Married or single, true success is found in an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Praise God. Isn't that tremendous? And you know what? On that DVD, Sandy is actually kind of being very humble about this. I mean, God has blessed this woman supernaturally. She's not only blessed, but she's helping other people. There's people that are working for her now. Here was a woman that at one time was barely able to survive herself, and now she is a channel of blessing to many other people. And I want you to know, according to Romans chapter 2, that God is no respecter of persons. I think that's verse 11. What God did for Sandy Harmon, God is not only able, but He's wanting to do for you. But you have to start basing your life on the Word. You know, if you paid attention to that testimony, it was coming to Bible school and sitting under the Word that really transformed Sandy's life. The Word of God will change you. The Word of God will cause you to be prosperous. And I just want to encourage you, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. It doesn't matter how bad your situation is. You may not be as bad as Sandy was. You might think that you're worse. But it doesn't matter. Whatever your situation, God can prosper you, but you've got to start following the instructions. And one of the things that you need to do is let go of some of that money in your hand and begin to trust God that when you give, He's going to give it back unto you. And there won't be a single person that won't receive a hundredfold in this life for anything that they give up. If you can believe that and take that step of faith, I guarantee you prosperity is going to start working in your life. We're out of time today, but I will be continuing this series on our programs next week. So I encourage you to join me next Monday as we continue the gospel truth. And also listen to our announcer as he gives you information about how you can get all of these brand new products that we have on financial stewardship.
The story you saw in today's program is included along with five additional testimonies on the brand new Financial Breakthroughs DVD. This DVD includes six true stories that could change your financial future and help you experience the freedom of turning your finances over to God. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get the Financial Breakthroughs DVD as part of the Prosperity Package. This package includes the Financial Stewardship Series on your choice of CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program, the book, the study guide, and the Financial Breakthroughs DVD. The entire package has a catalog value of $114, but today you can get the Prosperity Package for a gift of $85 or more. Make sure to specify the CD or DVD when you order. The second audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second CD titled Prosperity's First Step, free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado next week for the Better Way to Worship Conference, April 25th through the 27th, in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, May 5th through the 6th, and in Atlanta, Georgia for a Gospel Truth Seminar, May 10th through the 12th. He'll also be at the Solid Rock of Atlanta, May 13th, in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Conference, June 1st through the 4th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 2nd through the 6th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Good evening, and welcome to a very special broadcast from right here in our studio in Colorado Springs.
On January 26, 2012, in a live event streamed on the ministry website, Andrew announced his decision to build the CBC campus in two stages rather than building it all at once. This is so the 1,000-member student body expected for the 2013 school year will have a building big enough to serve them. The Barn Auditorium, with its cafeteria and classrooms, will be the perfect solution to this stage of growth. We invite you to go to our website and get the whole story. Click the special message seen below the picture of Andrew and Jamie and watch part one and part two of Andrew's live update. Part one includes the virtual tour of the Barn classroom complex. Part two delivers a sneak preview of the main auditorium, scheduled to be built after the completion of the barn. But here's the best part. You've already funded 40% of the $20 million needed for the barn expansion. Because of the faithfulness of our friends and partners, we are world changers. Already, our students have made an impact on the nations. Russia, Uganda, Latin America, Europe, Asia, India, and right here at home. But our current campus is already overloaded. We'll be forced to use neighboring facilities to house the school until the barn, auditorium, and classrooms are complete. Think of the graduating classes of the future, 1,000 members strong, and more, who'll go out year after year to multiply the message of God's unconditional love and grace around the world. Why not join hands with Andrew and JB and help us complete this much-needed construction as soon as possible? Join the foundation builders who have already given and invest yourself in Charis Bible College and Andrew Womack Ministries today. Write, call, or go to our website to become a foundation builder today. Our telephone number is 719-635-1111. Our web address is www.awmi.net, and our mailing address is on your screen. And don't forget to watch Andrew's special message on the main page of our website.